Welcome everyone to another virtual episode of Soul Tong Sessions. You're on with
Candace,
Delia,
and Jazz. And last week we did Grown Up Black. That was our episode. So today we're gonna do a little part two, if you will. We're gonna throw some other elements in there, and we're gonna talk about 80s and 90s nostalgia. Y'all remember them times, the good old times back in the 80s,
back in the day.
Oh my god. Back in the day.
What's that song? Oh, never mind. You know what? Back in the day when I was young and that right. But I can't sing, so
you got the vibe though. That was okay. That vibe that we needed for today.
Oh wait, you got the dance to it. Wait, how the you gotta lean back when we talk about throwback. Okay.
So y'all, let's start it off with entertainment. We're gonna talk about favorite sitcoms. I mean, I feel like all the shows were sitcoms pretty much in the 90s, but what was like your top three, top five black sitcoms from the 90s?
I mean,
your D, because Miss Guru, entertainment expert over here, I want to know what was your top go-to shows back in the day?
It's okay. So here's the thing. I wasn't allowed to watch a lot. So my household was very strict. So we weren't allowed to watch certain things. But I would definitely probably say, well, not probably, in my top three, if I had to pick, because it's kind of hard because there's a lot. A Different World.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Like, I could watch that show all day, every day.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that one. It's gonna be an episode. Oh my gosh, it's gonna be an episode.
Different World, Fresh Prince, Living Single. I feel so emotional
from your list.
There are so many other honorable mentions. Like, I can't.
Go top five.
Okay. Hanging with Mr. Cooper. That was my show. Like, I loved Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And then I have to throw Moesha in there because she was just life. Like, even though I know that was a little later, but she was just, yeah.
Oh,
if I'm thinking nostalgia, if I'm looking at nostalgia, I'm thinking of Moesha with the braids, like,
yes,
all of it.
The iconic box braids, for sure.
Yep.
Oh my goodness, I forgot about Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah, that was underrated. I feel like that show didn't get the credit it deserved.
Yep.
So. Wait, what was your number one again?
My number one, A Different World.
Do you feel like, because was it A Different World like the spinoff or like the part two of the Cosby Show, right? Mm-hmm. Did you feel like it prepared you for college? Like, did it do something?
Kind of. It did because, okay, y'all know I grew up in like a white community, right? So it did because then when I went to college and there were black people around, I was kind of a little bit like, oh, okay, I can vibe. I'm good. I saw that on TV. But then it was also different because it wasn't HBCU, so there was a bit of a mixture there. But I just, there's so much about that show that I love. Shout out to Debbie Allen. I could talk about her all day.
Yes. I know that show, girl. Yo, but how are you gonna not have the Cosby Show in your top five?
The spinoff.
But the Cosby Show in A Different World.
I know, they were like here, but for some reason, A Different World just hit better for me.
Hmm.
And it might be because of maybe it's because of the age that I watched it, you know? Yeah. Maybe I just kind of connected more with it, but I could watch A Different World all day, every day. If the Cosby Show was on, it's probably not gonna get the channel changed, but it's not in my top five go-tos.
What?
It's close, it's up there, but it's not in my top five.
Jazz, what's your top five? Because I mean, if we're gonna be giving people a hard time for their list, I got some.
It's the Cosby Show. If you ask any black person on the street, top five sitcoms from the 80s, 90s, Cosby is gonna be in there. It's gonna be in there.
I mean, there's a bit of, okay. There's a bit of tarnish on it, though. Maybe that's why there's a bit of restraint. I don't know.
I have a whole, okay, we're not even going to touch that.
We're not going to do that today, not today? Okay. That's this ain't that episode.
Because I can say some things about that, but I'm not
That's going for to. Another episode.
Let me do my top ones. Off top, I'm going Fresh Prince. That is number one. Don't at me. That's my number one all day. Like, that's not ever going to change.
Okay.
I'm going Fresh Prince. I'm going Cosby Show. Living Single. And then a little bit later, I'm doing Everybody Hates Chris.
Mm. Oh, Jess. Mm.
Those are like top four.
Very numbers. Passionate list.
Gotta have, those are like the quintessential Black show. Like the mom from Everybody Hates Chris.
The realist.
Sheena Arnold, tell me she doesn't kill it. She is the quintessential Black mom. Like that, that show is like a flashback of some real life memories that I had.
That's when you get that art from, like, you know, life imitates art, art imitates life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is.
Somebody knew some things.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, D, I'm kind of surprised Fresh Prince wasn't in your list.
No, it wasn't mine.
It was.
Oh, it was? See, Mama's memory. Okay. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
What's your list?
What's yours?
I feel like you want to be real obscure.
I mean... I think first it was the Cosby Show. Okay, I only did like one at a time because we didn't have a TV for a while, right? Like, I mean, I guess we had one, but we didn't watch it. So it was like Cosby Show. That was the only thing that we watched as a family. And I started watching that show when I was the same age as Rudy, right? So I was like, okay, that's who I identified as. And then when Lisa Bonet came on, when Denise was there, I wanted to be her. I was like, I want to be her when I grow up. So that led me to A Different World. And then what's the other one? Is it Family Ties, Facts of Life? With the dad as a cop? Matters. Family Matters! Yes!
That's in my top 10.
With Urkel, come on. Okay. That was like my number three. And those are the top three shows, I think. Living Single was my honorable mention, but I was a little bit older when I started to get the jokes, you know? Mm. Yeah.
Yo, Living Single is on right now. It is just about on 24/7. And when I tell you, those episodes are still hilarious. Like, I love Living Single. Oh, what God. About Sister Sister?
It was so dorky for me. I couldn't rock with it.
Family Matters ain't dorky.
I mean, because, well, like later when Urkel became Stefan, I would watch just for those transitional times.
He would go into the little, like...
When he would come into the booth.
Caption, he would come
out. Yes. Yeah. And then the whole conflict of that, too. Like, you only love me when I'm fine. You can't love me as I am. You know? I'm like, ooh. I was a deep kid, okay? It was the plot, the story.
I'm surprised neither of y'all mentioned Martin.
I wasn't allowed to watch Martin. So that was one of the ones I wasn't allowed to watch, which is hard because everybody loves, you know, and everybody talks about Martin, the jokes, all of it. And I'm like, I didn't get it. And then, like, I wasn't allowed to watch it. So then even as an adult, though, I didn't feel compelled to.
Right.
I think I just kind of, if you didn't watch it then to, like, really get it when it was there, when it was live on, then it doesn't hit the same watching it.
I don't know. I feel like because there were no kids on that show, as a kid, I didn't relate as much. Like, I knew it was funny, and it's very, like, slapstick, right? Like, Martin is, like, a whole fool. Mm-hmm. I knew, like, that was funny, but as far as, like, the content itself, I wasn't that connected as a child. But now when I watch it, it's, of course, hilarious.
Yeah, I never got into it. I only watched it a few times so I could talk to kids at school about it because everybody else was watching it. And I was like, yeah, I saw that episode. But I didn't understand anything that was going on.
Were you guys censored at all?
Yeah. Not with Black shows, though, right? Like, it was like, okay, Black people on TV, that's good for you no matter what's happening. But with other shows, like, I couldn't watch Simpsons growing up.
Me either. Yep.
You couldn't either?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so hilarious. Wait, pause. Why not?
Because it was inappropriate.
Did your parents like hear it and was like, no, or what, like, how did they come to that conclusion? We're not gonna.
I don't know. I just remember that was like, that might have been the only show for real that we couldn't watch. And I remember like the theme song would come on and like either like somebody would change the channel. I don't know. All I knew, like, I knew it was a cartoon. I'm like, but it's a cartoon. Like, how come we can't watch it? But we, nah. I don't even think I've ever seen like a full episode.
Even still to this day. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I don't know why. It just was like, we don't watch The Simpsons. Like, I don't know. I don't know what it was. There was never really any explanation or like, this is why. It just was, that's, we don't watch that. You better not watch it.
Mm-hmm. So I told you I went to white school, right? And all of the kids in my class were saying like, this sucks, that sucks, right? Because they were watching The Simpsons. So I came home and I was like, and I think it was one of the times my stepfather told me to mop the floor. And I was like, this sucks. And the first time he was like, okay. Like, he didn't say anything because I was like a good kid. So he was like, something's weird, but okay. And then the season of salt day came or whatever. And I was like, this sucks. And he was like, listen, why do you keep saying sucks? Like, what does that mean? And I was like, I don't know. All the kids in my school say it. And then we were watching The Simpsons one night and Bart said it. And then he was like, nope. No more.
Wow.
Yo, that's
he was real patient to figure it out.
That's funny. Did y'all watch In Living Color? Were y'all allowed to watch that?
Weren't allowed to, but if I was at my cousin's, we definitely watched it.
Wait, give me a like a little synopsis. Which one is In Living Color?
It's the not comedy. Yeah, like comedy sketch.
Oh, In Living Color. Yes. We watched that as a family.
And the Fly Girls. And they would.
Yes, J-Lo. Okay. I got it now. Yes, we watched that as a family. It was like, In Living Color. And we run to sit in front of the TV.
Yep. I feel like that came on like Friday nights or something. Because I remember our whole family would sit down. We had pizza. We watch In Living Color together. And now that I think about it, like In Living Color had some content that was questionable. But we were still allowed to watch that because, like, everybody was in the room, just the whole family.
It was way, I think there are moments of that that's way more inappropriate than The Simpsons, but it was like, oh, this is what we watch it.
It's like,
oh, my gosh.
Oh, all right, what about movies? What's your top five black or other movies of all time?
Oh my gosh.
From that era.
So here's the first movie I ever went to the movie theater to see ever. I was 9. So it was like 91 or something, right? don't do the math. And it was freaking Julia Roberts and her husband was like, what's it called? Sleeping with the Enemy.
Sleeping with the Enemy. Oh yeah, I like the movie.
My aunt, my whole family took us. And it was like, don't y'all make no noise because we weren't supposed to be in there, right? At nighttime, it's 10 p.m. This first time I'm in the movie theater. I'm like, oh, it's nice in here. And now I'm watching this situation. What I tell you, I still think about that movie to this day. Like, I'm like, how did she get in that situation though? Like, first movie ever.
That was your first movie in a movie theater?
Yes.
Wow.
And do you remember the first time you saw a movie in a movie theater?
Yeah.
What was your first movie?
For me, I think I was like 8 and it was What's Love Got to Do with It?
In a movie theater?
Yes, in the movie theater. It's rated R, of course.
They snuck you in.
That is one of my favorite movies of all time. I know every word, every song, that is my movie. Lawrence Fishburne, Angela Bassett, like, come on. But yeah, I remember watching that. And of course, it's like, mad inappropriate for an 8-year-old, but I watched
it. We quote that movie all the time. I think that's the day we decided to be friends. I think I quoted that movie to you because it's something you had done, and you started laughing, and I was like, and you were like, yes, you quote movies, I quote movies.
Yep. You're exactly right. That is how we became friends.
Oh, that's exactly how. Oh my gosh.
I love that movie.
Honey, I don't remember the first time I went to the movie theater.
Wow.
I don't, but I do. I had one of my earliest memories is watching like Waiting to Exhale and Set It Off.
Yes.
Those are in my top 5. Oh, you know what? Crooklyn.
Oh!
Brooklyn messed me up for years.
They took you to the movies to see that?
I think we went to the movies to see that. And I remember the scene where she's like floating through the streets and she sees all the people. That scene messed me up for years.
Yeah.
So I think that was probably one of the earliest ones.
I have that memory as well. Like, and that was like, okay, family movie. We go into the movies to see this because it's for the kids. I'm like, Crooklyn was probably not for kids. It had a kid in it, but I don't think. Yes. Oh my gosh, D, you are really good at this game.
I was like, I don't even know how to answer this question, but now that I'm thinking about it, stuff is coming back to me.
Crooklyn was a big one.
And then of course The Color Purple. I can watch another movie with Danny Glover in it till like in my 20s because I couldn't do it. Even Angels in the Outfield, when I saw him in Angels in the Outfield, I was like, but I can't do it.
I remember I had to watch The Color Purple broken up in segments over the course of a decade. Like I've never sat down and just watched it straight through. I can't do it.
Oh, it's like Roots. Like you
it's
can't
like Roots.
Take it all. It's like volumes. You
Before I went to white school, I was in black school, right? Like, and we watched the Roots. Like it was a daily thing. They put on one video after another. Like they were trying to make sure we didn't forget where we came from or anything. And I was like, so what was that? From like 6 to 8 years old, watching Roots every day?
My mom sat us down and she made us watch the whole thing. And I was probably that same age. She sat everybody down and was like, we gonna watch Roots. And we was like, all right.
Yeah.
Roots. Toby. Yo, but that prepared me for white school because I was like, I'm not changing my name up in here. Like, y'all don't know my name.
Nah, but when I think of like some of my favorite black movies, it's definitely like the rom-coms from the early 2000s. So like Brown Sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Number one favorite movie.
I feel like we saw that together. I know it's impossible, but I feel like we were sharing a bucket of popcorn watching that. Like, that feels like something we would have done.
Yes. Brown Sugar, what else? This Christmas, that's a later one, but that is definitely one of my favorite movies.
That is your favorite.
Love and Basketball.
Have you watched that this week yet?
This Christmas? I'm waiting.
I haven't watched it yet either. I'm waiting.
I'm surprised Jasmine hasn't, because I remember a couple of Christmases ago, I was like, what you watching? Girl, what? Oh, okay, This Christmas.
Yep.
So many like video clips on my phone of me watching This Christmas, or like my family's reactions to This Christmas, which are the same reactions that Jesse and I had over the years. And like, I video it and I send it to her. So many video clips on my phone of, oh, this moment.
Crazy.
No, I love that movie so much. That's hilarious.
Great.
Nah, but D, you mentioned a classic, Love and Basketball.
Love and Basketball.
Yes.
Yo, but actually,
I didn't like it until much later.
I still don't. Like, I don't love it.
My heart is shattering.
It's just like, the Maxwell scene, everybody loves that part. You gotta love the song. I mean, that's like iconic. I get it.
What? Double or Nothing? Like, that is like, what? You know what it is? I think this is the moment that shows the age disparity between us. Because... Because I was at the same, like, I was about to go to college, I think, like, around that. So, for me, I was, like, watching The Possibility. And I had, like, that best friend in high school that was kind of like, are we going to end up together? I don't know. We should go to the same college. And I think, did I see that on prom night? It was one of my high school dances. We went out after the dance to see that movie. Wow. And so, everybody's, like, coupled up in their dress watching it. So...
What?
That's like a part of my DNA.
You went to the movie theater in your prom dress?
Whatever dance it was. I don't know if it was prom. It was one of those, like, was it homecoming or something like that? Yeah. And we went to the movies after to see Love and Basketball.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, Yes. It's like a part of me, and y'all don't rock with it?
Not for real. No.
He's like, not for real. What's the other one, Sanaa Lathan?
Something New.
New? That one?
That was per your recommendation. Yeah, I watched that because you recommended. That's a really good one.
Yeah, that one. I mean, anything she's in, really. And then what do we have? Like Jump in the Broom later on. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And then you gotta remember, like, The Best Man, Others, all of those.
The Wood
was good. The Wood was actually good.
Kid and Play. Yo, I loved Kid and Play. I always loved
House Party.
That was always so foreign to me, though, when I grew up. So I was like, what? The hair. House Party
movies. I think that's why I never really rocked with Martin, because I remember Sydney. I'm like, what is Sydney doing on this show? Like. Yeah, House Party was good. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Take me back. I'm about to, what am I doing tonight?
Right. I need to watch The Best. I watched that, oh my gosh. I would come home from college on break and still be watching it. Like, my baby sister knows all the lines. It's crazy.
Which one?
Love and Basketball.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mom bought it for me on VHS because she knew how much I loved it. Like, that's a part of the fabric of my being. Like.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Best Man Holiday, though, messed me up. Talk about mood, like, that messed me up. I was like, I'm never watching this again, ever.
That one was a tough one. That one was a tough one to watch. I think I watched that with Jay. I watched that with Jay one night. I'm glad she was there.
Oh,
I can't.
I love Terrence Howard in those movies. Like, a lot of people were like, not really feeling him. Yes, look at that face. Girl, that's when I fell in love with him. Yeah. Karma don't come back like that. I know what he said. He was so smooth. I wanted, ooh, yes.
Something about him. Like, I could never rock with Terrence Howard until I started watching Empire, like, later. Something about him just,
That's how I feel about Mekhi Phifer.
What's the Mekhi Phifer movie? Yeah. 8 Mile.
He's in a lot of stuff.
There was a big one back, like, 90s. I mean, he was huge in the 90s in general. What's the one? Gangster's Paradise. It's the song is from that movie. Yeah, that's, I don't know about that.
Dangerous Minds.
Dangerous Minds.
Mekhi Phifer wasn't in that.
That ain't Mekhi Phifer?
No.
Who is it? I knew this was gonna happen. I'm surprised we lasted this long.
No.
Hey Siri. Who's in Dangerous Minds?
No, Dangerous Minds is Michelle Phifer. You had the
Pfeiffer, George Tunza, and Courtney B. Vance.
There's no black lead that was a kid.
According to Siri, you are correct. Tashay lists not one black person.
There wasn't a black
Courtney lead. Vance, but he wasn't one of the leads.
What was it then? They had Mekhi Phifer in it and he was fighting for his life. Okay, we'll come back to this. He was in Romeo and Juliet, though, right? He played Mercutio. Is that somebody else?
I don't remember.
Never mind. I'm not good at this game.
Girl, I don't know.
I gotta be honest with y'all. Like, my 90s, I did not watch a lot of, like, black TV and black movies. I was like, what was it? What is it called? TGIF. Mm-hmm. I watched, like, Mad About You. I was that person. Sandra Bullock, like, was my spirit animal. So any rom-com that had her in it, I watched it. While You Were Sleeping, The Net, all of those. Like, that was my life. True story.
Watched a lot of Disney musicals. That was my life. A lot of Disney musicals. So I'm with you, kid. I get you.
I just like rom-coms. Like, other day I was watching Notebook, for real. Like, I love rom-coms.
Does it still hit the same, The Notebook?
Yes. Get in the water.
That's the realest, ain't it? He tried to be nice about it.
All right, but what about Tyler Perry movies and plays? Did y'all rock with it or not? Because that was like mid-2000s.
Look at this face. Her whole demeanor changed, y'all.
I can't even. I can't. And y'all know we've had this conversation before. Me and Tyler Perry can't be friends. Like, I don't rock with it. I can't. I respect how he got to where he got, how he do what he do, but I'm not his demographic. And he knows that. He doesn't mind. He doesn't mind that I don't enjoy his product.
I'm not going to lie. I rock with him like that because the plays before he hit it big in like Hollywood and all that, I'm talking about strictly his stage plays were like our whole family used to sit around and watch those. And the talent that he had, like he has an eye. He's a great like, you know, talent scout or whatever. But I don't know. I like some of his stuff. So.
D, what about you? Tyler or no?
If I get a phone call.
We won't tag him.
The phone will be answered.
Okay.
I do like some of his stuff. I don't like some of his stuff. I think that I didn't watch a lot of the plays. I started off watching the movies and then I went back to the plays because that's kind of how I found him. But I do love the plays, actually. The ones that I've seen that have been recorded and like put out, I love them. And I thought that they were really great. And I agree with Jazz. What he's able to do and the talent that he found is really cool. And what he's built is amazing and fantastic. I just think that, like you said, Candace, I'm not his target audience. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't care about that. You know, he knows who his audience is. He knows the stories he wants to tell. And that's what he's doing. Everybody else doesn't really matter. And that's fine. That's fine. I think when I tried to give some of his newer content a chance and I just couldn't.
What's that last what he did that was supposed to be a drama, but it played like a comedy? Oh my gosh.
Maybe?
Yes.
Funeral one?
Maybe.
That was
he kills a guy, but then he's still alive. It just came on. Oh my gosh. And they go to court. She's in jail.
Oh, A Fall from Grace.
Yes.
Oh.
We're not going to talk about, but see, okay.
We're not going to talk about that with Jazz. So you know that it's bad then, right? If we're not talking about it, we're moving along. That says it all.
Yes.
It was laughable.
No, but. Okay. But the plays, though, that's really.
But 90s Tyler Perry, though.
I'm telling you, if you like, it's like,
I get it.
Really is like night and day. Like, I don't like the plays that he turned into movies. The movies pale in comparison to the stage plays are amazing. And I think that's where his niche really is.
I did. I mean, I remember being in the hood and getting a bootleg copy from the man who sold them out the back of his truck. And it's comedy. It's hilarious. Like, if somebody was watching it, it's playing in the background, I'm going to laugh. You know, I would never, like, pick it and decide.
That's exactly what it was. You had every Tyler Perry play on bootleg. Like, that was
That was the only way it was going to make it out here. Yeah. How we going to go? Ain't nobody trying to go to see in a theater. Where was it? Mm-mm.
But you know what? When those bootlegs started coming out online, that was when it kind of went viral. That's when I think it kind of, because that stuff started coming up once the internet hit, and it was like, oh, this is accessible now everywhere. Then it kind of took off even
more. And that did something for his career. It really did. It made it, yeah.
But so, do y'all remember when the internet came out, though? Like, came out.
Yeah.
So, I hope you guys do, because that would make me feel not so old.
No, but I do.
How old were you when
I don't remember. You the one always be trying to drop ages and numbers and timelines.
I'm not. I just remember like distinctly, like I was old enough to be like, nah, I'm not really feeling this, you know, like to have a choice in the matter. That's why I asked.
You didn't like it?
No, because when it first came out, it was mad slow. It was only for like, it was basically the Encyclopedia Britannica on a computer. It was dial-up. All of this. It took an hour because everybody was on at the same time when it first came out. And only schools had access to it. So it was just a waste of time and energy at the time. Mm-hmm. But y'all remember them AOL packages that used to come, though?
AOL. Yo, I remember I had, the computer was in my room. So, like, anybody that needed to use it would have to, like, come down to my room to use it or whatever. Oh. But I used to stay on AOL. Like, I had my little screen name.
What was your screen name?
My screen name was CD Fan Forever, which was Craig David. Listen.
Talk about 90s throwback. Craig David. Forever. So I need to know if you still feel that way about him.
No, because I saw what he looked like now. And it's not true. But back then, like early 2000s, oh my gosh, I was in love with that man. When I tell you, I had like a 5-foot poster of him above my bed. And then like other, my mom used to special order his albums and posters from the UK for me because I was in love with him and they didn't have all of his stuff here in the US.
What? Your mom has been coming through since 1988, apparently.
Real wing woman, yo. Like, wow. Okay.
Do you remember your AOL screen name?
I don't remember my first one. I remember my college one was like Sexy Brown Sugar or something.
Mm-hmm. Because I get it.
Because why not? But I remember when my dad brought home the first computer. I think I was like 7, maybe. Mm-hmm. 7 or 8. My dad worked in telecommunications. So he had these computers. He had these big packages, these big boxes that he came and he put stuff together and, you know, wires are being connected. I was fascinated. I was absolutely fascinated. So I actually helped him build our first home computer that we had. Like, mm-hmm. I would come and he would help pass me that and we're going to put this together. We're going to connect this like this. So that's a very vivid memory that I have. And then, yeah, that AOL, you would turn it on. I remember turning it on, walking away, food, coming back, and then it'd be ready to go. Like, it took forever. Yep. And now if my phone don't pop up and my face don't be recognized, you know, right away, I'm like, it's time for a new phone.
You've come a long way.
Right.
Oh my gosh. My AOL screen name was like Rainbow Girl 523 because Mariah Carey's Rainbow album had come out and I felt like that was who I was. That whole year I was Rainbow for everything. Like, and I would like wear my hair with the pins like she had and everything. Yep. And then that was it. I never used it. I didn't chat with nobody. I wasn't like a big IM person. No. What? No, because it took too long. And then my grandma would pick up, I need the phone. So the whole connection would be ruined. We got to start all over again.
Yo. But Candace, I'm surprised that you did not really enjoy the AOL chat room experience. Like, how? And what do you mean it was too slow? There was no fast internet to compare it to.
Okay, maybe I was too slow. Like, nobody wanted to wait for my IM, right? Because I'd be like, hey.
No.
Like, that in the beginning. Because, you know, like, it was a thing. And I didn't grow up with, like, texting and all of that, right? You guys, like, it was always a choice. It's like, yeah, I can IM you or I could just call you. Like, I still remember Kaken. You know Kaken?
Yes.
And I would, even to this day, I would trade a text, an IM, or anything for Kaken. Like, give me the cake.
Wait, but how you cake, though? You hanging off the side of the bed, upside down.
If your feet on the wall with your ankles crossed over, are you caking? Are you?
What you got playing in the background though? Cause you gotta have that cake vibe. You gotta have some R&B.
I'm gonna tell you right now, it ain't Craig David.
First of all, you're not gonna disrespect my first love like that.
You said forever and then not so much because he didn't age well.
Ooh, shots fired.
Oh my God.
You know what I was playing? Y'all remember The Art of the Mixtape? Like, did anyone ever make you guys a mixtape?
No, I made them.
Of course you did. What's your ultimate mix, Jazz? Like, what's on your mixtape?
Yo, I mean, you gotta come with some Jodeci, some Drew Hill, Boyz II Men. It's a whole nother episode.
That's what's in the background. The lights are low. I got that see-through phone with the colors on it that my mama got me. But it was one phone line, but everybody had their phone. They were like, get off the phone, right?
Yep.
Had that joint stretched all the way across, feet up on the wall, ankles crossed, and it's it's Music Soul Child. Mm. The okay. First album.
Yo. That's hilarious. I had that phone. I had the purple one that was like, it was clear, but it had like a purple tint to it, but you could still see all the wires and stuff. And then we had this long phone line that reached from like, it could reach all of the upstairs rooms. So my room, my two brothers' rooms, and we used to like fight over it. It's like, nah, you've been on the phone 2 hours. Give me the phone. Or go downstairs and pick up the phone line and be like, hey, I need the phone.
Or we have a video on phone. Call me right back in 2 minutes. I go downstairs, pick up the other phone. And then you run down there and then you wait for it.
Oh, that sounds nice.
What do you mean it sounds nice, Jazz? You don't know?
Phone in my room. Look, when I try, I'm trying to tell y'all, I didn't get nothing. We did not have phones in our rooms. We didn't have TVs in our rooms. We didn't have none of that.
What?
Nope.
Dang.
None of that.
I think I was like 13 when we got the TV, and then probably like 15 when I got my own phone. And they bought me a phone like every year. Remember the old school gray ones that had to be charged? Everybody had the same one. It was boxy.
Oh, yeah. No. That's a little before my time.
That was around the time when like crisscross colors was a thing. Everybody had that same cordless phone.
Nah.
I was going to say, what about cell phone? But go ahead, Jess.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what I was going to talk about, too. So, Candace.
What? What year is it? I just got what? Like, what are you saying?
I got my first cell phone when I was in ninth grade.
Never.
I had the, I feel like it was a Nokia.
Yeah, of course.
Snake game. Say what?
With the snake game that on it. The little snake.
Oh, yeah. The little thing. Yep. Had that.
When did you get your first phone, Delia?
I think I was 15 or 16, but I had to work. I worked all summer. Mm-hmm. And my mom said if I wanted a phone, I had to give her the money for the phone. And was it 4 months of service up front? Mm. So I worked my behind off all summer and gave my mom cash for it. And was able to get my first phone. I think it was the Nokia too that I had, the first one.
Mm-hmm. I think Nokia was making everybody's phones back then. They were like the big brand.
Yep. And like I said, I have my same phone number from that day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Same phone number.
Wow.
Yep.
I think it was my sophomore year in college when I got my first cell phone. Not kidding. Which was probably around the same time though. Like it was but it wasn't, and it like that meant so I went my whole freshman year with like, I'm gonna call you when I get to my dorm. And we had 4-digit phone numbers and mine was 2266. So dudes thought I was lying to them about my phone number when they would ask for it. They're like, that can't be your number. I'm like, that's my number, dude. Like, I'm not kidding. Just give me 15 minutes, call it, I'ma pick up. Okay. Go. Like
what?
That is so walk across campus.
Yes. Yes.
Y'all remember getting numbers, writing it on a piece of paper or like whatever you had in your purse or your pocket. It's like, let me get your number.
Had a little address book. I think my grandma gave me a little address book or something for Christmas. Right? It had the tabs on the side for the That's where I would write mine.
Oh my gosh. It was like a game when I was growing up, like how many numbers you get? And then for girls, like, how many did you get your number to? And I was like, I don't know. I was giving all kind of numbers. My cousin's phone number, the phone number to the cleaners where my great grandmother worked. Like, it's crazy. It was just
messed up. Now, when I got a cell phone, though, it was always call me after 9. Yes! Got them 3 minutes. Please.
And if they were on the East Coast, like, or a different time, whatever, they had, like, the after 7 situation.
Yep. And then you had what was it? Top 5 trends mm-hmm. you could put.
You're like, oh, dude, you ain't in my top 5. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
You can't talk to the weekend.
Yo, I remember when I first got my phone, I accidentally sent a text. It was like a flip phone. I accidentally sent a text, and I was like, oh, shoot. Like, I'm going to get in trouble when my parents see the phone bill because texting is not expensive.
That is very true.
Worried about your minutes, checking, like, how many minutes I got left. Okay. All right. Okay. We can stay on the phone for 3.5 minutes because I still got to call my mom tomorrow after school. So it's crazy. Now I don't even know what my plan is.
Exactly. Now I used to be like, let's talk until my minutes run out and then call me on the house phone. You talk and then I'm gonna call you, hang up and call you back. So we I tell you, I used to be on the phone until sunrise, like all night, caking, talking to my friends, three-way. Like everything, being on the phone was like a whole, that was like the club when you were a little kid.
Yes, it was. Remember Star 6-7, Star 6-9 before we had call ID and call back. Getting people caught up.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
All you millennials out there, y'all can go ahead and Google some of these terms y'all not familiar with.
Right, like flip phone.
Hey.
If you didn't have that Motorola Razr in pink.
I had the burgundy one. I loved my Razr.
Oh my gosh. I had it when it first came out, it was only silver. I had that one. Then I got the red because it came with the minute plan. Mm. Then I got the pink one because I thought I was going to be a hot girl or whatever. Yes. I remember though, that was the phone for like years. It wasn't like, a new one every... No, everybody had a Razr for about 2 years until the new colored Razrs came out. Like, it's crazy.
And then they had the cases, the skins you could put on it. So then you could change the Razr color by putting another case on it. So you could change up the color if you wanted some blue. But yeah, you didn't have a new phone every 2 years, just operate.
No, it wasn't one invented every 2 years. Like. It was going to wait. It was like a 5-year situation. Like, oh my goodness. Unless you wanted to go back to those old school Nokia joints that didn't flip or nothing.
No.
Where is Nokia now? So sad.
Yo, I used to live online though. Like, either if I wasn't online in the chat rooms talking to my boo, my little boo. Or talking to somebody, then I was definitely on the phone caking for hours, hours, hours. Like, that was the best.
How did your, like, high school cake versus your, like, college girl cake change? Like, what was it? Did you even cake in college?
No.
Oh, yes.
Well, I did, in the beginning, because, like, when you come in as a freshman, you got the whole football team, you know what I'm saying? You gotta meet some people.
It was the basketball team for me, but yes.
Okay. So you got that situation. So it was a little bit of caking, but then I dated and caught like relationships. I had relationships in college, so that was like a different. Yeah, so I didn't cake as much.
You went to college with a car though, right?
Yeah.
That makes a difference. If you pull it up on campus with your own whip, girl, who needs a cake when you got a whip?
Girl, my whip was busted though. I had a 1990 Ford Probe, 2-door. The junk used to run out of oil like every other week. I was like,
you said double 40. Dude's on your trail, like, why you got 16 bottles of Tinder for your seat? Wait, my car set up.
I remember this one time, I used to have mad people in my car. When I tell you, like, it was the smallest car, I used to have mad people. And this one time, we had a couple of football players in there, like, big dudes. And they was like, yo, let ride your car down to the field for us right quick. And I was like, knowing good and well if I went down that steep hill, my car would not be able to make it back up.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
I remember this one time I was, I think we were all going to the movies or something, like on a double date. I'm driving down, we get to a stoplight, and my car clean, like, cuts off. And dude looks at me, and he's like, wait, did your car just cut off? And I was like, nah.
It would never do that.
Turn up the music.
Oh my gosh. D, I keep forgetting, where did you go to college? Like, what state?
Maryland.
Oh, okay. Because in my mind, you're like this New York girl with this kind of New York swag walking through campus like, whatever.
No.
Not so much?
No. I went to Maryland and I was definitely, my first year, I was definitely still in like the high school mentality. So I wore like my pajamas to class every day and was just kind of like chilling until I had very good friends who were like, you need to put clothes on. This is college. Come on, honey. I was like, ugh, fine, you know. I found my swag after a while, but it didn't come right away.
Mm.
It didn't come right away. And it was a whole new situation. Like coming down to Maryland was a whole new, it was a different world. So it was like, it was definitely a learning process for me.
Mm.
But I loved it.
I don't think any of us went to Black colleges, right? Speaking of like watching A Different World and all those shows growing up, like that ended up not being our experience at all.
Mm-hmm.
If you had it to do again.
Oh yeah.
Go back.
Howard all the way.
Where would you go, Delia?
I would go to Howard.
We all go to Howard.
Down the street from Howard. And like, so whenever I could go, I was on campus, but I didn't go to school there. And
oh, like, you was one of those people?
Weren't you?
You did that too?
Ruby, if you were this close, it's right there.
Oh,
so I was
God.
On campus. I just didn't go to school there. And I was like, why didn't I go to school here?
Oh, what was the vibe like? Tell us, Jimmy.
It was great. It was dope. I mean, you just felt like a sense of belonging. Like, I just always felt like home in a weird way, you know. And even when I was there, just even though I wasn't a student there, there was a little bit of a disconnect, but whenever I was there, it was always like, yeah, come to this, come to that, come hang out here, you know. It was dope.
Yo, I feel like we should do a college episode.
I feel like we should go to Howard for college. Like, there's always a MBA program or something.
I think the same thing all the time. I'm like, I just want to be like, yeah, I went to Howard for my PhD. Like,
Kamala Harris went to Howard, right?
Yeah.
If it's good enough for her, we should be there. Oh, no. Shout out to the Christian University.
If we had all gone to Howard and met via Howard as opposed to via South Korea, like what that would have been like and looked like and felt like?
I think we'd still be right here right now doing this. Like, I think we just would have had more shared experience. I think no matter where or when God arranged us to meet, we would be this.
Oh.
We would just all wear our Howard tees on and our paraphernalia. Yeah. And we would talk about Howard. It would call it the Howard sessions. Like, I think we were always going to be this no matter what.
Thanks for tuning in to another virtual episode. We got to know in the comments, what is your top 5 favorite Black sitcoms of all time, movies, and did y'all cake or not? Let us know. Be sure to like, share, subscribe, comment, all that. We want to hear from y'all. We'll see you next time.